Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
He said, Seraphim. And Vicky said that she had just seen the angels and all of this, and she hadn't been looking at Lynn, and she heard that word seraphim, and it just about got her. And then she looked and saw what I saw and what you saw. Lynn was looking over at the top of the building, and he was going. And he wasn't talking. I've been in a lot of services lately where people can't talk. I've been in services where Brother Hagin can't say a word, and anybody he calls up can't say a word. And Lynn couldn't say anything. He went, and he motioned us to keep singing. And he went. And then, now that night, I waited for Lynn to leave because I wanted to talk to him while it was really fresh. He could tell me exactly what he saw. And so Shelley and I waited, and we rode over back to the hotel in the van with Lynn that night. And Lynn, we were the only ones in the car. And Lynn said, my life has changed forever. He said, I'll never be the same after seeing this. I'm telling you, a glimpse into heaven or heavenly beings can change you. Glory be to God. And he said, I saw him, and he described what he looked like to me. He said, he was about 15 feet tall. And he said he was very strong, had the appearance of a very strong body like a man, but very strong, muscular. He spoke of strength. And he said his face was rather, it was like a lion, like that of a lion and a man. And he said it had the appearance of being chiseled. He said, Mount Rushmore. He said, I'm just thinking of the faces in Mount Rushmore. It was like that, chiseled. But he said all around its forehead and all around its head, there was a halo, he called it, of eyes. And out from his back, he said, there came light beams. He said, I thought there were beams of light at first. But then he said, I could not think of one thing to do. And a thought came into him, sing the first three words of the next song on your list. And so he sang, and we sang with him, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. That's all he sang. And he said that being, those light beams behind him, proved to be wings. And he took those wings and he enfolded himself with them and bowed his head as we said the name Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then he couldn't think of not one thing to do. I'm told that when you're in the presence of the Lord, though you have all these questions you've thought of for years, you forget them. And he couldn't think of anything to do or say. And a thought came to him again, call Jesse, he's been to heaven. So he called up Jesse, and Lynn left. And Jesse said, I don't see this angel, but all of us knew he was there. And he said, but the Lord told me that angels never come without purpose. When they come, they're always on assignment. And he said, so I'm impressed of the Lord to ask him why this one has come. And so we all bowed our heads and asked the Lord, and then it came forth through Jesse that here was why. He said, just as in the Bible, when God was ready to bring judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, he sent down angels to see if the evil that was coming up to him, proceeding up to him, was indeed as it seemed to be. This one has been sent to see if the worship and the glory and the praise that's coming up before the throne of God is as it seems to be. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Glory! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And, he said, this one has come to see if the church is going to take the next step. Hallelujah. Bless the Lamb of God. I left here and went straight out to Longmont, Colorado, where Brother Hagin was having a Holy Ghost meeting. Those meetings started off on fire. And Brother Marty, one of the keyboard player, gave a song, got a song from the Holy Ghost the first night we were there, and the song said, "Are you going to take the next step?" And Marty did actions to that song, and he did it like that. That's why I did it. "Are you going to take the next step?" Oh, glory be to God. And I know God is preparing us and readying us to take the next step. That's what's been happening in the Savelles' lives. They've taken another step to lead others, I know. And bless the Lamb of God. When we got in the car that night, I said to Shelley, when we got home, I said, "Shelley, that description Lynn gave sounds to me like one of the living creatures." And so last night when I got up, we read it. We went home that night and read it to see the description. And last night when I got up in the nighttime, the Lord said, "Start here." And he gave me Revelation 4. And that's what he gave him, Terry and George got for the meeting. So at least we're starting out right. Pray that we stay on the right road. Bless the Lord. Revelation 4. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. We had some fellowship after the meeting one night, and Brother Jesse was telling us about when he was up before the throne of God, and how he said, "Out from that throne, lightnings and explosions come." I can't say it like he did. He made all the sounds. You know. And Jesse was sitting there. He said, "And when that all started," he said, we hit the ground. Bless the Lord. And he said, "When the great glory comes in our churches," he said, "you'll just have to forget about the sound system. They're going to explode. They're going to be overpowered. No surge protector will stop it either." Now, what God's getting us, you know, we have as much glory as we can stand in our meetings right now. But we're getting where we can stand more glory to God. Woo, glory, hallelujah. One day we'll stand so much glory that when others look at us, we'll shine like stars in the dark to them. Woo, glory. They may come in the back door, visitors, and hit the ground. Bless the Lord. Because God's the God of the Bible. He is not some kind of a no-power God who loves church services where nothing happens. That is not God's idea of church. Bless the Lord. God's idea of church is the presence of God in the temple. Hallelujah. Verse 5, the middle of the verse. "And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was a lion, and the second like a calf, and the third had a face as a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And so we have here a picture of the 4 living creatures around the throne with eyes all around their heads. Now, these were also seen by Ezekiel. Let's turn back there. Bless the Lord. And Ezekiel sees the living creatures and the throne of God. Ezekiel's on the earth when he sees it. John got caught up there. But somehow Ezekiel either can see there or it came there. We don't know. But here's what he saw. Ezekiel 1:4. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire, also out of the midst thereof, came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight. And then it goes on down, verse 10, and it says, the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, the face of a lion. They four had the face of an ox, the face of an eagle. And he sees here in these creatures, verse 18, as for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them. Verse 20, whithersoever the Spirit was to go, they went. Verse 26, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about it. Woo! That's God! As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. We'll go over to chapter 10. Ezekiel saw it again. And he ties it again into the throne and to the glory. Bless the Lord. And we see that the creatures had eyes. And that's the only one I'm going to read right now, is verse 12. And their whole body and their backs and their hands and their wings and the wheels, full of eyes round about, bless the Lord, even the wheels that they four had. Four living creatures had these wheels. They had eyes round about them. When I went up to Colorado to Brother Hagin's meeting, one day I went out to lunch with him, and it seems to me that when Brother Hagin agreed to have the Holy Ghost meetings that God had dealt with him about 4 years ago to have, it seems to me that it released something in the spirit of all of we who march in the company under him.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.